This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Congratulations to Triple R, 40 years old. Time to start regretting all of those tattoos. Good job, absolutely fantastic. A lot of stations hitting that 40-year mark. The sector's kind of entering middle age at the moment. I don't know if we've got any like particular regrets or anything like that, or if we're just going to keep on ageing gracefully and be one of those people with long, balding, grey hair riding a Harley into the sunset. That's how I'm assuming it's going to go. The next person who's going to present this evening was an anarchist, and he grew up. And just look where he's winning awards. He is from Brisbane's 4EB. Brisbane's 4EB. Where's 4EB at? We wouldn't have a dance floor here if it wasn't for 4EB. They are absolutely insistent on it. He's going to present the Troy Garner Excellence in Sports Programming Award. It's a very special award for me. Troy was an employee of the CBAA in Sydney. He was a huge sports fan, very active in Sydney radio. Troy passed away about a decade ago, but his memory lives longer in all the work that he's done for community broadcasting, and the fact that we name this award in his honour, the Troy Garner Excellence in Sports Programming Award, to be presented by Peter Oweeder. Please make him feel welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, everyone. Hopefully you had a good evening so far. So this category, I guess, it's all about sport, and we'll get to the winners in a minute. And I think with the Commonwealth Games coming next year, hopefully we see some more things along that lines. We're here in the venue. We had about 5,000 people here today getting ready to volunteer at the Commonwealth Games. So they were trying to get into, the conference today, but they didn't quite get through the gate there. So in memory of the passionate sports broadcaster, you've already said a lot of this, Danny.
Oh. Here we go, he deserves to have it.
Okay, I'll say it once again for those that did not hear, Danny. In memory of the passionate sports broadcaster Troy Garner, this award acknowledges a community radio station's achievement in the creation of sports programming that focuses on community-based sporting activities that received limited coverage in the wider media. Okay, the first nominee, or the first finalist, is Chicks Talking Footy, Joy 94.9. The second finalist is All Stars, 3KND. And the third finalist is El Deportivo de la 3ZZZ. And the winner is Chicks Talking Footy, Joy 94.9.
My concern is too with supporters, because you often still hear homophobic language in when you're at the football. I hear it occasionally as well.
Less and less.
Yeah, that's right. The ship is steering, and yeah. I think that's a good thing, and that's what we're here to celebrate tonight. So,
and I think that's important that people feel comfortable coming to the game. You know, I think sometimes there's people that haven't had that experience and haven't been able to bring their kids or all those sorts of things. So I think it's about making it that.
It's a great honour to accept this award. This is actually half of our team, so I'm Fiona Newton, Bree McCauley, Danae Gibson, there's also Susanna Mott, Rachel Hopkins and Beck Dahl, and we're six footy obsessed girls who feel like we're riding a bit of a wave. We started broadcasting the beginning of last year, and in that year the AFL Pride game was announced, and of course the AFLW was announced, so we've been very privileged to be part of all of that. In fact, we're so footy obsessed, I had a baby this year and let myself out of hospital to go to an AFLW game. So, but it's such a privilege to work with a great team of girls. I think in life, if you can work with people that you love and respect, that's a big achievement. So we're very proud of our team. Thank you also to Joy, to Neil, Chris and the tech guys, Josh, Michael, who've helped us put broadcasts together and been a big support. We want to thank you. And, of course, we want to thank CBAA for the award. So thank you very much.
Can I say something, Skipper?
Yeah.
I just want to say that this is a particularly sweet spot for me, where I get to enjoy things that are really important to me, diversity, inclusion, social justice, footy, radio. We all live multifaceted lives. We all live in many communities, and it's great to be part of the CBAA, of Joy, of the AFLW scene, and we really take this kind of seriously, so thanks very much.
Go Hawks!
Go Tigers!
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.